he's a great politician. Look, he proved that in the fight with me. He can get the votes. He's led the labor side of baseball for 25 years, and it really hasn't gone very well. And I think this is another bad mistake. Usually what the owners do is make a very bad legal mistake, and it gives the union a big advantage. Remember last time they cut off the players' pensions, saying that they'd bargained to an impasse, and a federal court said the owners were wrong, and that sort of upset the whole negotiation. So I think the lawyering on baseball side is usually not as good as the union side. Look, the commissioner's hired by the owners. It's very hard for the union to see a commissioner as interested in the players. But that's part of the challenge. I think the commissioner has to somehow persuade the public, the players, and the owners that he or she is in a position to be helpful, to try to protect the game's long-term interests. The players have to become owners. They have to become real partners. But that's not going to happen in the Selig administration because there's not enough trust. They remember the old days, the players do, and so it's very hard for Bud to overcome his own historical performance.